But first off on Drive, well, let's talk about WA. It's Groundhog Day for Western Australians. They're going to go back to the polls. And the only good thing about that is the sausage sizzle, really. It's one of life's mysteries. What happened to all of those votes? This afternoon, the incident has claimed a scalp. Commissioner of the Australian Electoral Commission, Ed Killerstein, has resigned. Ever since those votes were lost, he's been under an enormous amount of pressure to resign, particularly from Queensland tycoon turned federal MP, Clive Palmer. Here's Mr Palmer speaking at the National Press Club last week on this issue.
The ACC security, or lack of it, as well as an organisation, has been exposed in the Kelty report and the handling of the Western Australian election. Why hasn't the electorate commissioner or the deputy commissioner of the AEC accepted responsibility and resigned, as any minister would? No care and no responsibility.
Well, it seems Clive Palmer has got his wish. But what about the damage done to the AEC and also Australians' just trust in the electoral process generally? Graham Orr is a professor of law at the University of Queensland and a scholar of electoral law. Welcome, Graham, to RN Drive.
Good evening, Rebecca.
Now, is this an unprecedented move?
Oh, look, it's unfortunate. By world standards, we've had some of the most professionally incorruptible electoral administrators, and Mr. Killerstein's being one of the more intelligent and most ethical commissioners, and he's been very open to principled reform and research projects in the past. But he's done the honourable thing, and he's taken personal responsibility for systematic failures that weren't his own direct making. And really, how often these days do we see government ministers accept corporate responsibility for serious failings on their own watch?
Late last year, Ed Killerstein spoke to RN Drive, Fran Kelly, and he discussed the findings in the Kelty report. And she asked him whether he would consider resigning, and this is what he said.
Ed Killerstein, the Minister for Special Minister for State, Michael Ronaldson, said that the Electoral Commissioner and the Commission must accept full responsibility for what occurred. Have you done that, and would you consider tendering, or have you considered tendering your resignation?
Well, what's on my mind now, Fran, is to get on with the job of implementing Mr. Kilty's recommendations and restoring the confidence that the community has in the AEC. As I said, we've got a lot of work to do, we've got little time to do it, and that's what I'm on about just at the moment.
What happened between then and now? Is it really because the High Court is saying that we need to go, that WA needs to go back to the polls, that this resignation has need to happen?
He's waited, done the honourable thing and waited till the High Court has handed down its decision so that we now have a clear path ahead for the re-election. I mean, it was Mr. Killerstein who ordered the recount in the first place, which was the right and democratic thing to do. During that recount, there were found to be some ballots missing. And then it was Mr. Killerstein and his legal team that went to the court and said, we need a fresh election, which again was the right and democratic thing to do. Now, it's not something that the Liberal Party and some of the other parties are happy about because they have to fight another election. And more senior people and more important people than Mr. Palmer, though, have been putting pressure, I think, on Mr. Killerstein.
Have you had a chance to... I know that the full judgment hasn't been released yet, but there is a statement on the High Court's website. Do you have any reflection on the substantive content of the decision at all?
Sure. No, the judgment was released. It's very technical stuff. It's an unusual, what we lawyers call sui generis kind of case. It's not likely to happen again that we'll have a sort of double whammy with you know, Senate exclusions that so close that there's almost butterfly effects going on, plus the loss of ballot papers. So it was a very technical judgment. I think the Electoral Commission and the judge took some very forced and narrow reasoning, but that was to get to what was ultimately the right democratic and, I think, a proper outcome that everyone was probably expecting.
This may not be something that you feel you can answer, but I'm wondering, do you feel that the AEC has lost some of the confidence of the public? I mean, in a lot of the statements today, everybody said that the resignation of Ed Killerstein was necessary to rebuild confidence. What do you think this has done to us, to confidence in the electoral process?
Look, I don't know about the atmospherics of it. You have to ask the, do a vox pop or an opinion poll.
You might have to ask me.
I think a lot of people, wouldn't really reflect deeply on these things. And that's why it's unfortunate when people like Mr. Palmer just fly off at the handle and, you know, allege corruption and so on without any basis or evidence. But, I mean, I think we can go back a couple of years, and we do know that some in the Liberal Party were antagonistic and even gunning for Mr. Killerstein for a couple of reasons in recent years.
Mr. Palmer has also called for a parliamentary investigation into the AEC. I mean, he did this also in the election as well because he didn't really like some of the results in Queensland. Do you think that that's necessary?
I think it's necessary that we probably stop responding to every kind of brain explosion Mr. Palmer has.
That's a very succinct decision. And so from this point on, what do you think, what do you think, any thoughts about what might happen when they go back to the polls? One of the things I was going to ask was when they do run again, it means that all kinds of, is it a fresh slate? Can new candidates run?
Yes, and that could create some difficulties because there's 50-odd registered parties, including a lot of micro-parties that didn't run in Western Australia last time that may have run elsewhere. And even people like you or me who may not live in West Australia in theory can stand as independents, so that could attract a lot of people with bees in their bonnets and well-meaning nutters looking for notoriety, which could create a really crowded ballot paper. So, I mean, there are some systemic issues Parliament needs to look at that have got nothing to do with the Electoral Commission but have something to do with the consequences of some of our electoral laws and systems. But we can't blame Mr. Killerstein or the Commission for that. The Commission doesn't make the law. The Commission just tries to implement it.
The Kelty the Kelty report into the loss of these ballots, is there anything out of that Kelty report that you would like to see implemented sooner rather than later?
No, I'm not expert on issues like the logistics of handling ballot papers. I mean, a lot of this is relatively small scale stuff to do with the logistics of having to run the largest peacetime event in Australia with a staff of tens of thousands of ordinary citizens and part-time and casual employees. Can I say one thing I would like to see is that the process of appointing a commissioner, who's one of the most important integrity officers in the land, is one that really shouldn't just be in the gift of the government. And the Gillard government acted inappropriately last year when it reappointed Mr. Killerstein 7 months ahead of time. I mean, that was not proper process, and the Liberal Party was rightly upset with that. But it seems to me that we're going to be looking for a new electoral commissioner. It's time for the national system to do what most of the states do and have a bipartisan appointment or at least a parliamentary consultation model.
That leads me to my last question. There's going to be a new commissioner. It won't really be till July, and Deputy Commissioner Tim Rogers will be acting in the role until then. Any view about who it should be?
No, if I wanted to put my own hand up, it wouldn't be appropriate. I mean, it really is, I think, the sort of office that we don't want to have highly politicised. We don't necessarily want to have Senate-style hearings into it. Mr. Killerstein came from a public service background outside elections and I think was a very decent commissioner. But there are also a lot of people with a lot of experience just in simple managing elections who would also be suitable for the role. But it's important that we have someone who's got support of preferably all the parties represented in Parliament.
Graeme Orr, thank you for your time tonight on RN Drive.
You're welcome, Rebecca.
That was Graeme Orr, Professor of Law at the University of Queensland and a scholar of electoral law.